Today's share in the Dershow Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kufhei Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are finishing off the last Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hay. We're learning today Leila Nishmas, my grandfather, Reb Yechezkel ben Ephraim Moshe. I never had the chus to meet any of my grandparents. This is the only one that we even know the day that they died and where they were buried. Hashem Yim Kom Domim for the other three grandparents, and may this grandfather, Reb Yechezkel ben Ephraim Moshe, his neshama have an aliyah from all of my learning. Now, we begin with Sif Katan Lamed Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. Going on the Ramah, who had said that you make Kiddush in the Sukkah when it's raining on the first night in order to have the Shechiyonah go both on the Yontif and on the Sukkah. So, Mishnah Berurah says, Rotz Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us is, D'lechorah hayolol asos behipach. Actually, you should have done it the other way around. You should first, Yikadesh b'bayis, make Kiddush in the house. V'yomagan kem shom b'yichah Shechiyonah lozman hazeh v'yochal kusus udaso sham. You're making the Shechiyonah on the Yontif, eat the entire Suda in the house because it's raining outside. V'rak b'siyim ha-Suda. And only at the conclusion of the Suda, if it's still raining, Yikonis l'sukkah v'yochal kedai sham. And then eat your kedayis in the Sukkah, and at that point in time, you'll fulfill the mitzvah of eating the kedayis in the Sukkah. Ella, the bazeh, ha-yitzarech l'varech od b'yachaz zman mishum Sukkah, but now you'd have to make another Shechiyonu for the Sukkah. And therefore, v'ein nachul l'harbos b'brochos. This way, instead of making one Shechiyonu, you're making two Shechiyonus. Therefore, it says go make the Kiddush in the Sukkah first. Therefore, l'kach tov yoser, she is yekadish mitchila b'sukkah. Make the Kiddush in the Sukkah as well. V'yekoy, and in that way, the birchas zman ala sukkah gamkin, the shachiyonah that you make, will go not only on the yontif, will also go on the sukkah. Because dafilu amnei mother potter ozmi sukkah, even if you want to say that technically you're potter in the sukkah if it's raining, albeit on the first night you have to eat there, mikomokim yotim is there. The shachiyonah that you're making on the sukkah, even when you're not obligated, is b'dievet acceptable. Because the logria dover zeh can't be any worse, mi'ilu berach shachiyonu v'chol. If a person makes a sukkah, makes a shechiyonah in the sukkah 2 days before sukkah starts, when he's building the sukkah, technically you're yotze with that shechiyonah. So certainly you're going to be yotze over here on the first night, even if it's raining. Then you make kiddush in the sukkah. V'yochal b'sukkah kizayis. You should eat the kizayis that we said is the obligation, even if it's raining on the first night. Ushar suda so yochal b'beis. So then the rest of the suda you can go and eat in your house. The issue footnote number 43 points out shevazem iskayim din achilas kizayis pas b'sukkah b'layla rishon. Because now you're fulfilling the mitzvah of eating the kizayis pas on the first night of sukkahs. V'chay miskayim din kiddush b'mokum suda, and you're likewise having kiddush b'mokum suda. Then the Mishnah Berurah says v'im pasuk agsham, if the rain stops. Even if you're already benched, you finished eating and you're benched already. Nevertheless, now you have to go back out to the sukkah and eat a little bit more than a kebetz at least. You can have a full meal, of course, but at least eat a kebetz is worth it. And make now the leishe basukkah. The Lord says, this is to fulfill the opinion of those poskim, the sviru who hold, that you aren't fulfilling anything while eating when it rains. They hold that you're exempt at that point in time. Even though we poskim, not like them, but to be concerned about them, we say, go make a eat a new kebetz plus worth of food and make a leishe basukkah, which you didn't make beforehand. This is if you haven't gone to bed yet. I will inquire shochav, if you're ready in bed, you don't have to get up out of bed, because the mitzdar chayev, because if the mitzdar was in fact chayev when it was raining, you already did eat in the rain. And if somebody who's a mitzdar is actually potter, so ain't tzarech lokum min hamita, because you're mitzdar, you're in bed, and therefore that's a mitzdar. Kavur b'siv zayin, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem later in today's shir. The fact that the Ramah said this only applies to the first night, so what about in Chutz Loritz, Yontif Sheni Shogolius? The Belaila Shnia Makadish Beveso, Vivarach Zman, Al Yom Tov, Vyochal Sudaso. The second night, you can make Kiddush in your house, make a Shechiyonu in your house, and finish the meal in your house. And then, at that point in time, Uvasof Asuda Yochal Kizayis Besukkah. Then, if it's still raining, so then now go out in the Sukkah and eat the Kizayis in the rain. Obviously, if it's not raining, then you have to go out and eat a kibetz is worth plus. Below, yivarech leishe basukah. Don't make a leishe basukah in this situation. V'gam lo yivarech shechiyonu ala sukah, and you don't make a shechiyonu because you already made the shechiyonu the first night for the sukah. V'yismoch b'zeh ala shechiyonu sheberech b'leil rishon. Now, ulechat chilo, the Mishnah Berurah says, tov lahamtin gam b'leilo shniyo ma'at Even the second night, you should wait a little bit. It said an hour or two, possibly even to chatzos, depending on the circumstances. But at least the second night, you should wait a little bit. So if you did eat in your house, and then it was still raining, and then you ate the kezayis at the end of the meal in the sukkah, and then subsequently, the rain stopped, so then you have to go back into the sukkah and eat at least a kibbetz plus worth. A little bit more than a kibbetz at least. And then, because now you're obligated according to everybody, and therefore now you can make the leisha basukkah. And he says these dinim will be discussed more in Mitzvah Shem in the next simon, Ayin Lekamen and Simon Tov Rishvam, Siv Dalet, Ma Shekosav Nusham B'inyan Zeh. We'll wait till we get there, Mitzvah Shem, to review those halachos. Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Hoya Ochel Basukkah V'yordu Gishomim, if you're eating in the sukkah and then it starts to rain. V'holach Lebeso, it was raining enough that you had to go into your house. U'paskol Gishomim. And then the rain stopped. So you have to go back into the sukkah or not. So the Mechaber tells us, Ein Chayivin Oso Lachzol Sukkah. You do not have to go back for that meal into the sukkah. Ashig Mar Sudoso. You finish off that meal in your house. No, the next meal you'll have to go eat in the sukkah. Mishabur explains Sivkot Lam Zayin. Who adin the same halacha applies? Kisho Yardim Gishomim Kisho Yo Beveso V'Ocha Beveso. You didn't have to be necessarily in the sukkah when it started raining. You could be in your house and it started raining, and now you're eating lunch. And therefore, once you started eating lunch because it was raining, so even though it stops, in tzarech livso sudoso beveso elagom beveso, you'll have to finish eating that meal in your house. You don't have to go out into the sukkah. Sivkot lamed ches. Once you finish that suda, then your next suda you'd have to go out. Avolim lo yoshav adayin lechol beveso. But if it was raining and you didn't yet sit down to eat, it was 1 o'clock and you're going to eat at 2 o'clock, and then it stops raining. Even though you're no longer eating in the sukkah, you had started eating in the sukkah, you went into the house, but you didn't start eating in the house. But you didn't eat in the house, then you do have to go back into the sukkah because you never really ate in the house. You ate in the sukkah, it rained, you came into the house, but you didn't start eating in the house, so then you do have to go back into the sukkah once the rain stops. Dishu footnote number 44 brings down, when you go back to the sukkah after the rain stopped, so there's a whole discussion, do you have to go and make a new leisha basukkah? Yitzia min ha-sukkah, shelo almanas lahachzir miyad nechshev es hefsek. If it's considered that you weren't intending to go right back outside. So if a person comes inside, just go to the bathroom, he doesn't make a new leisha basukkah. But if you came inside because it was raining, so you didn't intend to go right back out, so he says that in that situation, you would have to make a new leisha basukkah. Then he has a whole discussion, interesting discussion about a retractable roof. If your sukkah has a retractable roof and it was starting to rain, so you're eating the sukkah with the retractable roof open, now it starts to rain, so you put down the retractable roof. So what is the halacha if it stops raining and you open up the retractable roof? Do you have to make a new leisha basukkah? So he brings down from Shelis Chuvus Lushi Mordechai, Shitzarech Loshav Lavarach Leisha Basukkah. You have to make a new leisha basukkah. Why? Meneisha Bishasa Yishamim Ein Shem Sukkah Olah. Because while it was raining, it doesn't have the status of being a sukkah. It's as if you left the sukkah because you can't fulfill the mitzvah at that moment in time, and therefore it's a hefsek on the first bracha. That's the opinion of the Levushim Mordechai. On the other hand, the Sefer Birchas Habayis brings down during the rain it's not considered a hefsek because you're still sitting in that retractable sukkah, you're in the same place. You're hoping that the rain will stop and you'll undo the retractable roof and continue eating. But if you go into your house, as opposed to a retractable roof on a room in your house, but if you have a sukkah outside and now you go into your house, then you have to make a new leisha basukkah. Finally, brings down for the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik says, no, the rain itself is not a hefsek. Why? That you ate the first part of the meal, and then it rained, and then you ate the last part of the meal in the sukkah, that's the same kvias. And the fact that you had to leave in the middle, that doesn't interrupt anything. And he brings down from the Marshag, technically, you're still obligated at that time in the mitzvah. And therefore, he concludes, ha-potur min ha-sukkah b'shas ha-gishomim eino nechshav hefsek. The fact that you're potter from eating in the sukkah while it's raining isn't considered hefsek. But if it's a very long time, then he would also say it's a hefsek. And he says in that situation, if you make a bracha, you wouldn't lose out. That's okay if you made another leisha basukkah when you returned after a long period of time. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Hayayashen v'yardu gishomim balayla. You're sleeping in the sukkah and it starts to rain, right? You went to sleep in the sukkah and it starts to rain. And then you go to your house. to go to sleep in the house where it's not raining. And then the rain stops. So we mentioned this din previously. Here's what the Mechaber says is, Ein matrichin also. We don't trouble the person to get up out of bed, go back into the sukkah. Lachzor l'sukkah kol so laila. This is assuming, of course, that the sukkah is capable of being slept in at this point in time. Often, if it rained, it's dripping down. It's in your mitzvah currently. It's not even that it's acceptable to go back to the sukkah in that situation. But assuming here that you are going back into a sukkah that is livable and sleepable in, nevertheless, you're not mechuyev to get up out of your bed once you came inside and go outside to sleep in the sukkah again. Elo yoshim beveso, so you're allowed to sleep in your house, actually elo shachar until the morning, and then at that point in time, you get up out of bed to go to shul. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot lamed tes, v'hu adin, the same halacha applies, kisha yoshim betchilas halayla beveso, machem esaka shamim. The same thing would apply if a person, it was raining when he went to sleep, so he didn't even start out in the sukkah. He goes into his house, goes to sleep in his house, and then in the middle of the night, it stops raining. So he brings down for the chayyodim. In that situation as well, you're not mechuyev to get up out of bed and go out to sleep in the sukkah. We don't make matriachim, sivkot mem, v'davko kishir shochav kvar. So it's 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, and it's raining. So you're not going to sleep then. So it's raining, then you're potter from then. If you would go to sleep, then go from sleeping in the sukkah. However, you go to sleep at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and by then it stops raining. So that situation, avolamadayin lo shachad, you haven't yet gone to sleep. Yachzor la sukkah. Now, when you're ready to go to sleep and it's not raining, you do have to go out to the sukkah. He brings down the name of Morgan Avram. And also, they disagree with this. He brought in his pillows and his covers into the house already. So if it's a tircha, so then he doesn't have to go and bring them back into the sukkah, even though right now he could sleep in the sukkah. The issue footnote number 45 brings down, if the sukkah is built on your porch, for example, and it's not such a big tircha, you bring them in, it takes 12 seconds to bring them in, your covers and your blanket from the porch, and put them on your living room couch. So then, in that situation, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shetzorich Lachzir, the sukkah, Kidei Liyoshibo. Then you do have to go back to the sukkah because it's not a real tircha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memalev says you don't have to go back to the sukkah once you came inside to sleep because of the rains. You're sleeping in your house. He says the same halacha. Mishnah Berurah says if you're sleeping in a sukkah that has a retractable roof. Latin means gag me'al eschach, means a rooftop on top of the schach, hanisgor b'shasak sham, that you can roll over like an awning or retractable roof. So it started to rain and you closed it. Now the rain stopped. If it's a difficult thing to go and close this retractable roof, it's not like an electrical button that you just push. You have to get up on the rooftop and close it. So then, it's a procedure to go and open and close this type of a roof, and therefore, you're not mechuyev to do so. However, but if it's easily opened up via ropes, or for example, if it's a weekday with just the pushing of a button to open the retractable roof, so tzorach la'amud l'posel, then you would have to go and open it up and sleep in the sukkah. Shein's a rak ma'at tircha, because that's only a little bit of a tircha, below mikri mitzdar. It brings down from the Bikur Yaakov that that's not really called that you're in distress, that you're mitzdar because of this difficulty of opening the retractable roof. It's just not very difficult. Sivkot men beis, when you're allowed to sleep in your house, you can sleep there until the morning time when you get up. And the Mishnah says, Sivkot men beis, va'afilu m'heikitz, and tzorach lalos lasukkah b'layla. And even if you happen to get up on your own, you're not mechuyev to go out into the sukkah. The issue footnote number 46 brings down, v'mitrichol aleches lasukkah b'wetesi. If it's really a no big deal to go out to the sukkah, for example, the sukkah is right on your porch, and everything's all set up over there, and it would just be a little bit of a thing to go out to the sukkah, so then Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, you really should go out tzorach lalechus lasukkah kidei lahamshich lishon sham, to finish off the sleep over there, if it's not a real big deal. And he concludes, and he says, basically, hakol lefi ha'inyan. Every person has to know for themselves how much of a tircha it is. For some people it's a tircha, for some people it's not a tircha. If it's not a tircha for you, then you should go out. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, hagoh v'yeyor mishinoso. What does that mean? V'yeyor mishinoso, you get up from your sleep. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Mem Gimel, Pirush me'atzmo, that you get up on your own. Ein tzorach lachitzo, you don't have to ask somebody to wake you up if it stops raining. Gam ein v'chuyiv limsor shenoso lachem, you don't have to set aside people to be your shomer, to call you up on your phone or wake you up. Shikitzu kishiyer hayom, and as soon as it's time to get up in the morning. But you can sleep as long as you're sleeping, as long as you want to sleep. The issue footnote number 47 says an interesting discussion. Misha misnamne michutz l'sukkah. Somebody has a little dremel outside the sukkah. He falls asleep. He's at work. He falls asleep. He's in shul. And he falls asleep. So the Ben Ish Chai says, you got to wake the guy up. So you're sitting in shul, and somebody's falling asleep during the rabbi's drasha. You got to give him an elbow. You got to wake him up. And this is the opinion of Rav Yashiv as well. So the great Sfaradi Posik, the Ben Ish Chai, and the great Ashkenazi Posik, the Rav Yashiv, they both say that Shebechol Rega Sha'adam Yoshin Machmas Shelo Nizar Shelo Le'ardem. Every second that you're falling asleep outside the sukkah, you weren't careful not to fall asleep. Hare, you're over Isser. You're over in Isser, sleeping outside the sukkah. And you have to wake the guy up. However, that's not everybody's opinion. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees. He says, "She'ain chayv lahar es mishi near them alone." So you don't have to wake somebody up that falls asleep against their will. The guy dremels off. He's tired and he falls asleep. What did the poor guy do? He didn't do any aver. He didn't intentionally want to sleep outside the sukkah. And while he's sleeping, he's not a bar chayuva, and therefore he's part of the mitzvos, and you no obligation to wake him up. That's the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz at Sal says, Shodom Shetokvasu Shina, if somebody was overcome with sleep, in the base medrash, for example, or he's traveling on a bus or on a road, hopefully he's not driving, but he's a passenger in a car, passenger on a train, passenger on a bus, so Mutter Lo Linam Nimsham. He's allowed to dream over there. It's not a problem if he falls asleep, because this is like Teishu Kain Taduru. Person's coming home from work, he's on the bus, and he's tired, so all year long he would fall asleep on the bus. He wouldn't say, no, I'm waiting to get to my bed at home. So therefore, it's not a problem on sukkahs as well. What happens if a person's sleeping in the sukkah, and you want to go and eat in the sukkah, you don't want to wake him up, so you want to pull him out of the sukkah? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, in that situation, it's also to do so, because he's fulfilling a mitzvah right now. How dare you go and remove his mitzvah? And there's opinion of a Yashiv as well. He's doing a mitzvah right now, even though he's asleep, but he's doing a mitzvah, and therefore you can't take it away from him. And he says, likewise, he's half in the sukkah, half outside the sukkah, this bed, and he's constantly meloitzing, he's moving about in this bed. So at times he's going to be outside the sukkah. So the Maril Diskin brings down, mutter hadover, that's okay. In Tzorch Lo'ayro, so you don't have to wake him up if he flips over to the side of the bed that's outside the schach, outside the sukkah. However, le'inyan adam shahalach lishon shinas haroi, if a person just took a little nap, so he writes, yesh lo kitzo im lo hisora, then you do have to wake him up. Mibnei she'enu nechshav kimit star lisora, because in that situation, it's not a tsar if he's woken up now, if he was originally sleeping inside the sukkah, now he turned over and he's outside the sukkah, so you should wake him up then, because he wasn't planning on sleeping for a long period of time, he was just taking a little nap anyway. So therefore, there is no problem in waking him up, and you're obligated to do so. He points out the similar thing. If a person falls asleep Erev Yontif, and now it's Yontif, so the Maril Diskin says you got to wake the person up as well, because you're not supposed to sleep outside the sukkah on Yontif. Ramah continues and says, Mishu yoshim, if you're sleeping in the sukkah and it starts to rain, ain't tzarich l'shaya b'chdeshi yiskal kalav tavshil. Here we don't use the criteria of, will the food spoil or not, to see how much rain is coming down that you have to leave the sukkah. As opposed to with food, where it needs to have enough that it would spoil the food, enough rain that it spoils the food. Here, even the slightest drizzle, the begishamim muatim, even a little bit of rain, a slight drizzle, havitzar lishon sham, it's difficult for a person to sleep in even a little bit of rain, the yuchol lotzis. He brings down from the Marie Vial that it would be permitted for you in that situation to leave the sukkah. Ramah continues and he says, Uchola potim in a sukkah, if somebody is not obligated to sleep in the sukkah, he's potter from the sukkah, not obligated to be in the sukkah, v'ena yotzi misham, and he stays in the sukkah, you don't get rewarded for that because you weren't obligated to be in the sukkah. And not only that, the einon ella hedyotos. He brings out from the ghost Maimonios, you're considered a hedyot. You're considered a fool, a silly person, because you shouldn't be in the sukkah. So you're not makayim anything by being in the sukkah. What exactly does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkarton Mem Dalid, if you're a potter, for example, could go mitztayer, so that person shouldn't be in the sukkah. We'll learn a little bit more about what is considered somebody who's mitzdar in Mitzvah in 2 days when we start Simon Tov Resh Mem. Finally, Sivkot and Mem Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kal v'chomer b'zeh l'mishirotza l'hachmir kishiyodim yishom. Suppose to somebody who's mitzdar, if somebody wants to go outside when it's pouring rain, he wants to do that, then he's going to go into the house to eat. Heavy brach levatala. That not only is a stupid thing to do, it's a brach levatala. Even if he's eating in the sukkah, achilas keva, you can't make a brach on it at that time because you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah when it's pouring rain like that. Now, there's a lot more to discuss about this in the Bir Halacha and in some of the Dershah footnotes, but we'll save that in Mitzvah Shem for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's share.